Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Good morning, LAT, and welcome to our 6th anniversary celebration service. How is everybody? Praise the Lord and praise His name forever. Before we go into more details of our service today, I ask that you join me in committing this service unto God. Let us rise to our feet wherever you are if you can, and let us pray. Father, we thank you for how far we have come. Father, we thank you for LAT. We thank you that we have seen your faithfulness to your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have built this church yourself. We thank you, King of Glory, for your presence every time we meet. And it is still our same desire today that as we meet on this platform, Lord, may your spirit that is not limited by buildings, may your presence permeate through our meetings, Father, in our different homes. Father, we thank you even as we celebrate you, as we celebrate how far we've come from 2014 to 2020. Father, we celebrate your goodness, your faithfulness to us. We thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Before we go into a session of praise and worship, I'd like us to remind ourselves of who we are. Let us remind ourselves of who we are by reciting our DNA. It's been long ever since we met face to face, but this is a great opportunity on this anniversary for us to remind ourselves of who we are. Let us get ready to recite our DNA. So recite this along with me. We are Last Adam Tabernacle. We are his temple of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. We love God with everything within us, and we also love one another as he has loved us. We are joyful givers. There is no financial depression in our lives. We are led by the Spirit of God. By him we prophesy, see visions, and dream dreams. We bring God's salvation to the ends of the earth, and we look forward to our soon coming King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As we prepare to go into our time of great praise and worship, prepare your heart. I ask that you encourage the children, the people in your household, to join the worship team as they lead us into a great session of praise and worship. If you must stand, please stand. If you have lift your hands and speak in tongues while they worship, you do that, because remember, the Lord promised us that when we desire him, when we offer him our praise and worship, he comes and dwells with us, and he dwells in the praises of his people. May you be blessed as you worship the Lord. Amen and amen.
Just despise. Hello, Eleti. This is Denise. Happy 6th anniversary. I hope everyone is fine and has been keeping well during this period that we're in. And we hope you've been keeping encouraged with the words of the week and with the sermons. I would like to thank God for Eleti and thus far that he has brought us. I have very many testimonies from church, from prophecies that I've received in church over the years, from prayers for my children, for divine health. There's lots of stuff that I'm thankful for, but I'll specify on the most recent. I thank God for his protection during this period for me and my family and all my loved ones. I thank God that I was chosen by my boss to work in the initial lockdown. So I was among the few in office who was working. And it was quite a lot of work because many people weren't able to come in. They had limited stickers. So a few of us were working. And then also I was working with my bosses. So I was the most junior. So of course, most of the day-to-day work falls on you. But I was able to get a laptop. So I was working at work and I was working at home. However, I'm so thankful because one, having the laptop helped me with online school because they would give us the data. They gave me a laptop. The one that I had was not able to. It was a bit slow because it's small. It has a smaller space in it. So it was free during the day. My daughter was able to do her online school. Then about after a month of being at work, they decided that since most people were not at office, they would give us a risk allowance. And this really, really blessed me because, first of all, it wasn't that we were working to get it. It was a surprise. It was management that decided that since a few people were on ground and that we were coming during times that were unprecedented, we should be given some sort of allowance. So I was able to help so many people. Like, it helped, of course, my home. It helped our family because my husband had to resign his job. And it helped a lot. Like, I reached a point that I actually asked God, who can I bless? And either someone who hadn't heard from me in a long time would message me, or someone would not come to my mind. And everyone that I helped, you could see it was like, oh my God, this is of God. Like, how did you know? I was stuck. It was like I had no hope. I was trying to see who to ask. So I really thank God that he used me at a time when people really needed it. And I really felt blessed to be able to help others, especially in the time that we're in. I thank God for the word that we received at the beginning of the year. And for us, it has stayed true regardless of what's going on around us. So I bless the name of the Lord. And again, happy anniversary, Eleti, and be blessed.
Praise the Lord. My name is Olive Namtebi. I am so proud to have walked this journey so far. I would really particularly want to appreciate the Lord for my spiritual growth. I joined LAT in December 2014, and I was at a certain level of Christianity, but I'm at a different level. I've grown spiritually from LAT. There are things that I know I cannot attribute to any other mentor, my pastor, and the whole leadership at church. Some of these for me is reading the Bible, even when I'm not yet at that place of comfort, but I know that the word has been exalted so high, and above all, a righteous walk with the Lord. For me, these are lessons that I cannot trade for, and I highly esteem them. I want to thank God for life. In this lockdown, I lost my dear grandmother. For me, she was the second parent I had, so it was a big hit, and it was so devastating. But I was comforted that even then, because she knew the Lord, I'll certainly meet her only if I hold on to salvation to the end and I do not faint. I also want to thank God for her walk, that she had walked with the Lord and did not fear death. her last words were, I don't fear death, but I don't want to die during this lockdown because I have many believers who'd come for my send-off. Truth be told, she died on 29th May when private cars had just been released, 2 days after their release. We had over 250 people come for her burial. And for me, this was a testimony that the Lord is faithful even at death. As an individual, the Lord led me to start an organization called Albinism Umbrella, an NGO that is a voice for people with albinism. Running an organization is basically like running a home. It is challenging. Here you are, wholly dependent on donor money, with the issues and challenges of getting donors on board. You can imagine we're locked down, we didn't have any donor, and there seemed to be none that we are really looking on to either sign a grant or something. But the Lord has been so faithful. In February this year, 2020, we wrote a proposal to Oxfam, and the Lord has been so faithful that among 350 plus organizations that submitted globally, because this was not Oxfam Uganda, that was at global level, Albinism Umbrella managed to be among the best 11. And as I speak, we are on the last leg of signing a grant agreement. This, I genuinely praise the Lord, because His hand was so eminent at every stage. I really, really thank the Lord for His favor upon us as an organization, His favor upon our staff who have been safely kept with their loved ones. As an organization, we also want to thank God for one of our staff who went through an operation, and it was successful. It had been long overdue, but then because of fear, he had to postpone it. But we prayed. We have an altar at our office, and we held hands for success. After 2 weeks, he's back at office. Also, I want to thank God for a family altar, where we now know that it is of essence that we pray every morning. At least I do that with my son, and every night. And I really, really love the Lord for how He's been faithful to us. He has kept us. He has provided. We've never lacked food. We've never lacked. He has protected. So in all this, all I can say, praise and glory be to the Lord.
Hi, Eleti. This is Georgia Billy. I pray you're all keeping well. I want to thank the Lord for this far He has brought and kept me, and for the many things that He has done in my life. The details might be long, some of which you've heard of in the past, but over the last 6 years of LAT, to just a few minutes ago actually, I've seen God's faithfulness, His unending provision. And yeah, many times I've seen His rebuke as well when I've stepped out of line and taken my gaze off Him. I've not lacked for anything. I've been able to not only meet my small fancies here and there, but I've, through His great provision, been a blessing to those around me. And He has truly blessed the works of my hands. I've seen excellence at work. And every single day, I'm just amazed by what He's able to do through me and touch the lives of the people around me. My encouragement to you is that God is always faithful. Your circumstances may tell a different story, and your eyes might be seeing totally different things. But even in that storm, my encouragement to you is just praise Him, because He's still God. He's still seated on the throne. And He has not forgotten you. Praise Him, because even in the turmoil and the confusion, in the times when things are not clear, His promises will always be yes and amen. And it may sound something easy to say, but it's easy to say because it's true. It may sound cliche, but it's not cliche. It's as simple as that. His promises for you, His promises to you have not changed. And all I can say is just trust Him. I've seen it in my life and I see it every single day. Trust Him. And even when you feel you cannot reach and hold His hand, just cast your gaze on Him. Do not lose that connection, because that is all you need to keep in His presence. That's all you need to keep your hope alive, because His perfect season, His perfect schedule has never changed. And He'll reveal that which He has in store for you when the time is right. I pray that even as we celebrate 6 years as a family, that you will find the celebration in your heart, and you will find that celebration that previously you couldn't see, because His promises are true. I miss you all, and I hope that after all this is done, I can get to see you again and have fellowship as a family with you.
Hi everyone, hope you're okay. It's Tamayani here. We want to thank God so much for the gift of life, perfect health, provision. We want to thank God for our daughter Michaela Malaika, who is making 1 year on 2nd September. We want to thank God for LAT. We bless the Lord for whoever is part of this ministry. May God surely bless the works of your hands. You're such a blessing to this nation. Happy anniversary, LAT. Can't wait to see everyone. Please keep safe. Greetings from the Mayani family.
Good morning, LAT. My name is Lydia Namanya, and I would just like to thank God in this season when we are celebrating 6 years with LAT and just remembering how far God has brought us. I've been with LAT from the day it began, from day one up to now. And I thank God for my spiritual growth and the people that have helped me reach where I am. I just want to thank God for all the testimonies that I've gone through over the years. But the one that I really would like to emphasize and thank God for is the one about my daughter joining Gayaza. That testimony really blessed me so much that I felt like the heavens could open, and I literally hugged God and tell Him, thank you so much, because the events that led up to the point when we got the letter were purely divine. The Lord just played them one after the other after the other. From when the headmistress came to my office and to the point when she came back as if to confirm that yes, the place has been given. I shared this testimony, so I just want to thank God once more for His faithfulness. Even when the circumstances around it showed totally otherwise. And that's where as Christians you're tested to keep your faith and keep on the word and the promises, because you can very easily be derailed as us being advised left, right and center to try other means. But I chose to stick to the word, the dream and all that had been told to me concerning that issue. I also want to thank the Lord for our wedding, Mark and I also shared this testimony, how we had our first meeting without even a shilling, but we managed to raise money the Lord provided through all the people He brought in place. The budget cost was 53 million and the Lord provided every single penny. Not even 100 shillings came really from our pockets. We chose to believe Him even during those circumstances when it was really hard. I just lost my dad, but God prevailed and He saw us through. He's been faithful to me over time at work. I have again shared how things at work sometimes would be tight, but I've seen the Lord remove people. I've seen Him bless me. I've seen Him put His favor upon me in so many ways that I know people look and wonder, what is it that's with this girl? I thank the Lord that He continues to guide me at work. He continues to lead me to shine for Him, because whatever I do in this place, I do it for Him. I also want to thank the Lord for my children. for his provision, especially for my son, Albright, for the times when he had some issues, first with his finger and then when he got burned. The Lord was with us, strengthened us, healed him, and he continues to heal well. And he's doing fine. Even sometimes when we feel like he has abandoned us in those moments, he's right there to make it right. I would also like to thank God for blessing us a lot through this COVID period when things were really tight. God provided for us through LAT. You all knew and learned of the death of my father-in-law, but the Lord really put things in place. He put means in place. He put people in place. So I would like to thank LAT, Pastor Moses, and the leadership for always walking in the will of God, for following his command, and for loving us as the Lord commands us to love one another. Thank you so much for your kindness, and may God richly, richely bless LAT. May God richly bless each one of you individually. And I thank him that we never lacked, that we had daily bread, and that he met our heart's needs and desires through the leadership of LAT. So just a word of encouragement to those that the Lord may have promised something and it looks like it's taking forever, or the circumstances are totally the opposite. God is faithful. His word cannot come forth and go back void. You just have to be patient and thank him at all times and believe that in his perfect timing, all his promises will come to pass. Sometimes we forget, like, personally, I have been having some desires so much that I almost just forgot all these things that the Lord had done. And thank God that they shared that we do share our testimonies over time, because I was so focused on this thing that I want that I'm even putting in my own strength and forgetting all the little things and the big things and what the Lord has done for me. And if he could do those things, then surely he can also fulfill this which I desire now. So we should never let our own desires for what we want now make us forget what the Lord promised or did for us back then. Let us just be faithful and trust on the Lord and believe in his word. God bless you all. I love you all and I miss you all. I can't wait for us to gather together and praise and worship together as a church.
A good day to you all, dear listeners. Praise God. My name is Norman Gavirano, and I have a good report about Last Adam Tabernacle, my church. I got saved in 1989, and I have been a member of many congregations and fellowships for all these many years. But around 6 years ago, when Last Adam Tabernacle started, I joined. I have since grown in leaps and bounds, significantly far more than all the time before. I for the first time read my Bible cover to cover. I married my longtime friend, and I'm now the proud father of 2 wonderful daughters. And all this with the love and generous support of the people at Last Adam Tabernacle. I give all glory to God for the love and generosity of his children there. Even during this recent pandemic, 2020, while many other churches were busy following up the sheep for tithe and offerings, the LAT people were calling on and helping each other, led by the pastor, our pastor Moses Musinguzi. So to all the men and women of LAT, I congratulate you on reaching this milestone of 6 years. May you continue to walk in love and in good works, storing up true riches in heaven, where no thief can break in and steal, and no moth or rust can destroy. I love and honor the men, women and children of our church. And my prayer is that we may continue on to unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we may be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. May God bless you.
Praise the Lord, church. My name is Numa and I'm here to share with you my testimony. I thank God for Last Adam Tabernacle Church. To me, it's not just a place you go to and worship and, you know, meet with brethren and just go back home. It's a family. It's a place where there is acceptance. It's a place where there is the love of God. You know, the Bible says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son to die for us. So in the way that God demonstrates his love, he gives. And he doesn't just give, he gives his very best for us. In Last Adam Tabernacle, I've seen that scripture come to life. It's not just words written in the Bible. Last Adam Tabernacle Church gives their very best for others. There is love for the brethren. I've experienced the love of God mostly in the area of giving. I've been provided for. I've lacked nothing spiritually, physically. I've been loved and accepted in Last Adam Tabernacle Church, and I really thank God for it. This year, as a result of the giving at Last Adam Tabernacle, I'll be graduating. Thank you very much. I thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ and his love, and I thank God for Last Adam Tabernacle. You are eternally God blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hi, Last Adam Tabernacle. This is Caroline Wusinje. Happy 6th anniversary. God is so amazing. Banange. This is a major celebration for me as a member of LAT because I have come a long, very, very long way from when I joined LAT. I have shared a lot of my testimony over the years. So today I will focus on our 6th year, which we are celebrating today. I thank God for the lessons I have learned this year, and I will share two very important ones for me. One is gratitude in all circumstances. LAT has been very instrumental in the gratitude journey for me because Vanangenga, we can give thanks. I have seen us thank God for dreams and promises that seem so far-fetched from what we see, but we give genuine thanks anyway. So that's one of the things that has trickled down into my personal life this year, and it has changed me. It has changed how I see things. It has changed how I relate with my Heavenly Father and with fellow man. It's just super, you guys. You should try it sometime. Just practice gratitude in everything, regardless of what's going on around you. Another thing that has been major for me this year is the lessons on stewardship from our pastor, Pastor Moses. I have always thought that being a pastor is about preparing sermons and making sure the church is running, especially on Sundays. But this year, and I mean the Last Adam Tabernacle year, not necessarily the calendar year, I have learned that being a pastor is so much more about caring for the children of God than about what you say to them on Sundays. Yes, the sermons are important, but if I ever end up in an outright position of leadership, I think I will be a fairly good leader, not because of our Sunday sermons, but because I have seen leadership in action, modeled by our pastor. I thank God for LAT and for all the people in our leadership. One last thing, which isn't a lesson, but I feel led to share. I have experienced what I would normally call difficulty in the last year or so, but it has not been difficult at all for me. On the contrary, it's been one of my smoothest years. So I just want to encourage somebody that God does not depend on our circumstances or our environment to work in our lives. So you shouldn't limit him to what you are going through in that moment. You can be jobless and still save money. You can have no cash for very many months, but your family is still provided for, your rent is still paid, and everything you need is availed in one way or another. Your health can flourish and your soul can be at peace during a pandemic. So don't give in to the pressure from what is going on around you. Just keep your mind and your heart stayed on God. This has been my testimony in the last year. So I'm not telling you something that I have heard about from somebody else or that I've been reading about. I am telling you something that I have experienced continuously. So just focus on God and not on what is going on around you. Happy anniversary again. I wish us all a wonderful celebration and an excellent seventh year. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
My name is Hilary Turiagenda. I have been a member of LAT for coming close to 3 years now, together with my wife and daughter. We are grateful for the provision God has given us, the protection, the cover. During this period that we have been in church, we have had the testimony of how the church came about and what transpired since. We have been privileged to test some of those transitions and growth phases it has gone through, and we can testify that what we have got, what we have happened to partake of, has changed our lives, has touched us. One of those things has been definitely the teachings that have been given out here, of which I could cite, for example, a teaching recently done in the Words of the Week about understanding the Bible, bringing out certain concepts that we all somehow have known, but maybe didn't have someone to re-highlight for us. But we thank God that teachings like those, or knowing that the beginning of the Bible, the first three chapters, actually paired with the last three chapters of the Bible, that you can't understand the Bible unless you understand Moses, who is the foundation of the Bible, the Torah, which also leads to the understanding that the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. Then also the issue of Israel and how to them were committed the oracles of God. We thank God for that. Things like those and other teachings that the pastor has done have helped to give us a refuge from the winds of doctrine sweeping out there. But we also thank God for LAT's support in our lives. Financially, we've happened to be beneficiaries of support that the church occasionally gives to members here and there as the leadership is led. We thank God for that. We also thank God for the worship that takes place at the church, which has blessed us. Keep going, keep doing that, LAT leadership. We bless you, and we commemorate this sixth year anniversary by saying Ebenezer.
Greetings, LAT. I believe you're all well. My name is Juliana Nantawa, a member of the worship team, and I'm excited to share my testimonies on this sixth anniversary of our church. I thank God that there has been growth, consistency, and dedication within our worship team in our previous year. I also thank God that we've had an increased level of commitment and confidence to lead and also serve him excellently as a team. Because of time, I will just say thank you to the team, but also thank God for enabling us to grow and serve him. I also have to thank God for our worship team babies, Michaela, Businje, and Rukundo. Also, our worship services as a church have been a major blessing, so I thank God for those worship services, as well as the testimonies that have come out of the worship services, and the dreams that we've had about our worship as a church have been such a blessing. So in May this year, 2020, I made 1 year at this job, which I testified about when I had just got. And I'm really grateful to God for the favor, the wisdom, the protection that I have experienced while doing my work. I even recall that 6 months into my job, I received a salary increase, which honestly came as a surprise, because at the time I was still trying to figure out things and I was still finding my way. So I bless God for that increase when it came. I'm also grateful to God for the protection and journey mercies that he has given me while I travel to do this work, and the wisdom to know what to say, when to say, and who to speak to about different things. And really, he has worked out everything from the beginning. So 1 year later, I'm really grateful. Another specific thing that I could say is that around March this year, I was actually scheduled to travel to Barcelona. But even before the airports were closed, some of our leaders actually decided that it was time for people to stop traveling. And by the time the lockdown came and airports were closed, I remember Barcelona was one of the cities that was being highly ranked with the highest coronavirus cases. So I'm also grateful to God that, you know, he put the right leaders to make the right decisions for my sake. And last but not least, my testimony is about God's faithfulness and provision during the lockdown. I'm so grateful that my salary was paid in full throughout the whole lockdown. Actually, even managed to get some additional allowances to help support me to work efficiently at home. And really, as Praise would say, it has been God. So I really thank God for his provision and his goodness and his faithfulness. I also want to thank God that the lockdown season helped me discover that I actually have so many great friends in LAT, people who called me to check on me, to ask how I'm doing. It was really, really a blessing to see how much of my church community was really calling to check on me. So I don't want to take that for granted, and I thank God for those people and for everyone that called me. Thank you. As we celebrate the 6 years, I'm really excited about the fulfillment of God's promises in our church and in our lives. God bless you.
Praise God, church. My name is Asasila Proise. I am part of the worship team. I joined LAT in 2017, a week after Apostle Selwada had preached. The week he came, it was the day I was supposed to bid farewell to my former church. So I didn't come, but when I heard that someone, I said, it's my time, I need to go. When I came to LAT, I didn't know what to do. First of all, I'd never sung on a mic. I didn't know where I had to start from. I was used to this Uganda songs, Pastor Kosdem, Ezekutwale Buziba. I knew nothing about English songs. I thank God for the leadership of Norman by that time, and then there was Damba and the rest of the team that I found there. I was welcomed in the worship team, and the first Sunday I backed up the person who was singing. It was great. And I asked God, I said a simple prayer, God, help me to have a teachable heart, to have a learning heart. Let me be humble. Teach me. I know I've come into a school of ministry. Help me to achieve your purpose. I knew first of all that God had a reason as to why he sent me, and I cannot thank God enough for that. I thank the Holy Spirit for leading me to be part of that. To be honest to God and to you, that family, my people, I want to tell you, LAT is exceptional. You're exceptional. At LAT, I have grown. I was never moved to serve God, but at LAT, I am moved to serve God. And at LAT, I say to myself, if God sent me here, I will learn, but I will learn by doing what God sent me to do. And I want to thank God that I've been able to minister, been able to lead. He has put me in the hands of people who are leading me the right way. Secondly, I want to thank Pastor Moses for all that you have done. Church, Pastor Moses has paid my rent. My rent is cleared on time. I have never had a landlord like knocking on my door. And sometimes when I receive that money for rent, the only thing I ask myself, who am I that my needs are met on time? Like every time I receive that money, I thank God. I bless the Lord for you people. I thank you, Lord, for Pastor Moses. And that family, you people are God's people. You people are children of God. Thank you for that good heart. Thank you for being a family that loves God. And to me, it is an encouragement. It is an inspiration that inspires me to love God with all that I have. I want to thank God for the In Touch ministry, especially for Joanne Isoke. Sandra was also once my In Touch. I want to thank God for you people. I thank God for people who stand and preach there. You people do a great job. You don't know, we don't come out to testify, but sometimes your sermons, they speak to us and then we see things changing in our lives and we'll be like, hey, that was Carol's sermon, that was Dennis's sermon, that was Pastor's sermon, that was Hilary's sermon. I thank the Lord for you. I want to thank God for Juliana, our worship leader. She has been a blessing to us as a worship team and to the church. I thank God for the worship team. You people, thank you for being there. Thank you guys for coming on Thursday. Thank you, Bruce Banange. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Teddy. Thank you, Jed. Thank you, Zoe. William, you people are just doing a great job for the Lord, and I know he's happy. Pastor Moses, thank you that you push us, keep pushing us for the glory of God. And lastly, Rachel and Mark, you people, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mark. You're saying, hey, praise, you're doing well. When you tell me I'm doing well, I'll be like, is even God pleased with that? But me, I thank God that when you say like that, even when I'm giving up, I say, God, there are people who are pushing. There are people who still want me to do this. Thank you so much, guys. Another thing I want to thank God for is the promises that he has given Lat as a church and us as a family of Lat. I can't wait to see the prophecy for the worship team coming to pass when we are taking over the gates of the enemy, when we are binding kings. Those are the words that I live for at Lat, and I pray as the Lord lives that we live to see this coming to pass, seeing the sick getting healed at church, and to hear the testimonies of the people that are getting delivered when we'll be worshiping up there. Really, it is going to be an added glory to God, and we will not hide away from testifying. I thank God for Pastor Moses. Thank you for loving God. Thank you for being a pastor. Oh, Joanne, thank you for leading us on Thursday. Thank you, everyone at Lat. And I pray that we do not give up on this good work. For this cause, let us stand for God. For this cause, let us live right for God. For this cause, let us give all that we have for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, what a powerful session of praise and worship. Worship team, thank you so much for leading us right into the presence of God. Thank you so much for putting in the work. I know that people have been blessed, but more so the Lord has been blessed. Amen. As we're worshiping, I couldn't help but feel so nostalgic about the times we used to meet face to face and together enjoy the presence of God. Thank you so much. And also I'd like to thank each one of you that has sent in their testimonies, that has testified, from Denise to George Abili to Norman Gabirano to Praise. I think I'm as excited as Praise sounded. Praise, thank you so much. Juliana, every one of you, I cannot mention all your names, but thank you for sending in the testimonies and the words of encouragement. It is true, God is at work in LAT, and God is indeed through us building LAT. Now, it would be very unfair of me to lead this service and bring it to an end without testifying of how God has been good to us as a family, the Isokes. With me right here, I have my husband, Sam Isoke, and he's going to testify of the Lord's goodness on our behalf. Over to you, Sam.
Praise the Lord. Good morning to you, LAT. I want to thank God for his provision and for his faithfulness in the area of finances. Just before we broke off, we had a worship service. And the morning of that worship service, I had a dream. And in this dream, I was working in the same building with Juliana around Bugolomi Village Mall. So I leave office and go to have breakfast I believe it was within the mall. And just before I made the order, I realized I didn't have my wallet. And at that point, Juliana comes in and I tell her, I don't have my wallet. And she said, I can order for whatever I want. And she would pay the bill. The interpretation of that dream was that the Lord was going to provide for our needs, starting from food and whatever else we needed. About 2 weeks later, we went into a lockdown. And the situation seemed bleak for everybody, especially for me in business. I was wondering how it would pan out. But the first service that we had during the lockdown, Pastor shared a scripture from Romans 8:28, and it really encouraged me, and it gave us confidence as a home that the Lord will work together for the good of us who love the Lord, and all things would pan out well. Fast forward, contracts for the office expired end of June, and we issued new contracts for our staff with increments. Praise the Lord. Contrary to what has been happening around, people have been laying off staff. People have cut salaries by half for many companies that I know. But on our side, the story has been different. We have given new contracts with salary increments, which means that even me myself, I got a salary increment, which is good news. Payments that have been stalling have also come through. We've signed 2 or 3 new big contracts. And this is a testimony that we shall give God glory for a very long time. I bless the Lord for his goodness. We have not lacked in our home. The Lord has provided for all our needs. He has paid the rent. He has paid fees for the children. He's really been faithful over and above our expectations. I bless the Lord and I give glory to God. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sam. Yes, indeed, we are joyful givers and there is no financial depression in our lives. Hallelujah. So happy 6th anniversary again, LAT. And before we end this, I just want to encourage us with what God has said before to us as LAT. And it was part of the prayer direction for last week. If you remember last year, on Sunday, it was the 27th October 2019, we had another praise and worship session. This was a month after we had just celebrated our 5th anniversary in September. And then in October, a dream came through Esther Mayani, where God was requesting us for another worship session. And in that dream as well, God was very specific of how even the room should look like. Well, remember that we went ahead and we offered to God that which he had asked for. And after we had praised and worshiped, the Lord spoke to us. And to me, when I look back in LAT for the last year, for that 5th year coming into the 6th, this to me is the most outstanding word of assurance that we have received over the last year. The Lord said on that Sunday, 27th October, 2019, according to Genesis 22 verses 16, that by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. In looking at how far we have come in the last 1 year, yes, God has been faithful to us from 2014 to today. But specifically in the last 1 year, this has been such a great encouragement and assurance unto us that the Lord swears. And we all remember the emphasis was the Lord swearing to LAT. So we shall forever give thanks for the year that the Lord swore to LAT, his friend, to LAT, the place that he meets his children, that he swore to us. Glory to God.
And also whilst encouraged that this is not just for the church corporately, but even in our individual lives. So as we start this sixth year going into the seventh, may you remember, bring to remembrance that the Lord swore, he gave you a full assurance that whatever he has promised you individually, but as a church, when he says that he's going to multiply us, that we are going to be the church of great magnificence and fame and splendor, it is going to happen. So may you be encouraged, may you be renewed, may you build with zeal, knowing that you have a God who swore to you. As much as this promise was to Abraham, our father, I believe that when the Lord swore to Abraham at this time, it must have changed something in his relationship with the Lord. It must have changed the way Abraham served and worshipped the Lord. So as we start our new year, may we start with that zeal that comes from that word that the Lord swore to us. Even as we build and keep the foundations in check, may we know that our God, our co-laborer, our fellow builder swore to us that whatever we are working for, that whatever we are looking forward to through the dreams that have come over time, how he's going to multiply our worship, how he's going to multiply us in numbers, remember that he swore and that promise is sure. So happy sixth anniversary, LAT. May we continue to serve the Lord our God with zeal. May we continue to look forward to our soon coming King. So as we conclude this, let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you, Lord, for all the testimonies that have been shared. We thank you that you have reminded us that you swore. And you're not like man who will swear and go ahead and break the promise. But you're God who, when you swear, it is an assured word. Father, we thank you that when you swore to LAT, you swore that you will take us through even this COVID period. You'll take us post-COVID into our destiny as a church and as individuals. Father, we thank you because this coming year will be a year where all those promises will start to be perfected in our lives and in the life of our church. Father, we thank you that in this year we are going to see more spiritual growth. We are going to see the numbers multiply. We are going to see us taking on a new form and shape in the spirit like never before. Father, we thank you for the provision that was last year. We thank you, Lord, that even last year you gave us an opportunity of going on to radio and spreading your gospel and reminding people about your goodness and how you're returning and encouraging people to stand for you. We bless you, King of Glory, that even then, O God, unto the gifts that we have, you're going to multiply them. You're going to perfect them in this year, O God. Father, we thank you that you bring us destiny marchers, O God, that will take us into those places that we are supposed to be as individuals and as a church. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you so much for being part of this service. Please go ahead, break bread if you have to, cut cake in your homes, and happy 6th anniversary, LAT.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.